Hello, Pinball Party Patreon members.
So,
this week on Deep Dive, chimichangas, red ramps, and disco balls.
Oh, yeah.
Deadpool. All right, Zach, episode 2. We're back. This time we're talking about Stern's Deadpool.
Exciting. Should we just kick this right off?
We could talk about a long history of, you know, childhood and trauma and stuff, but maybe we could save that for episode 3. Yeah, Deadpool. Again, thanks to all the Patreon members out there. I really appreciate the support. Couldn't do this without you. Stern's Deadpool. Hot on the heels of the most popular trailer of all time within 24 hours. Is that correct? Deadpool 3 or Deadpool and Wolverine?
Correct. Man. Yeah, Deadpool is so incredibly, incredibly popular. It's funny, you know, they were going to call the movie, I think, Deadpool and Friend. And I think that would have been a better name, but like probably worse for marketing because Wolverine is just so huge.
Right. Do you have any stance on the who's playing Logan aside from Hugh Jackman? You think Daniel Radcliffe's in there?
I don't know. I mean, like those types of rumors I think are great. I've been a long time Deadpool fan. I was a fan when he came out. I have the original key issue of the comic. One of my favorite characters for a very long time. So
I'll get to my opinion in a second. Why don't you give us the facts of Stern's Deadpool, starting with when it came out?
August 2018. It's a George Gomez game. Then this is where it'll get a little tricky, but it was originally a John Trudeau game. But due to some legal issues, I don't know how much we want to get into that.
Questionable piece of shit things that he did. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a horrible person. So I guess we won't go into that. But George Gomez, the designer and, you know, one of the main guys at Stern, kind of a Renaissance man. That's actually weird side tangent, but that's a lot of the people I love in pinball because he just has this crazy history of designing toys and, you know, video games like Spy Hunter. And yeah, how can you not love George Gomez? But it's George Gomez. It's Tanya Kleiss's first game. I think it's Tim, well, like as lead. And I think Tim Sexton was, I think this is his first game. And then Zombie Eddie artwork and Jerry Thompson on sound. But it had a weird development path because Gomez, due to the Trudeau thing, didn't want to use any of Trudeau's design. So Gomez scrapped the entire design and rebuilt an entire one in a very limited amount of time. But then, it leaked very early. Were you in pinball at this point in time?
Yeah, I think it was on the... when I saw the Whitewood, which is actually a very famous... It's kind of a Whitewood with like paper and sketch on it, if you Google it.
Yeah.
Which is Gomez's design. I saw that and I remember I had been taking a break roughly at the same time. So my first impressions we'll kind of talk about because when I got back into it, this was the first game I got when I got back into it in this period.
Yeah, it leaked very early, and so people couldn't quite understand what they were looking at. But I think that this is the perfect example of a development game where Stern understands sometimes, they don't always get it right, but does a phenomenal job of getting the right people to do the right things. So you have Nolan North voicing Deadpool, who voices Deadpool in like the video games and cartoons and stuff. Yep. Very famous voice actor. Uncharted, Batman. He's somebody in Batman. I can't remember who now, but he's a very, very famous voice actor. And Brian Posehn wrote all of the dialogue, who is a very famous comedian and wrote the Deadpool comic, I think, for like 5 years or something.
Wow.
Stern, yeah, this is one of those games where they were like, hey, let's go get people who do this and
Outside
work.
Of that, yeah, like the star-studded like performance and the call-outs and all that is one thing. I'd like to, you know, verbally shine a light on Chuck Ernst's daughter, actually. So part of the team animation was Chuck Ernst was ahead of it. And I only know this because I bought a Lord of the Rings from Chuck Ernst, who's a animation I've bought a few Lord of the Rings in my day.
Deep cut.
Yeah, I bought a Lord of the Rings from him, and it was on Halloween or the night before. I remember showing up there, and we started talking, and I didn't know who he was. I was just buying a Lord of the Rings from a guy. Turns out he works at Stern, Turns out he's head of animation on some of the stuff. Turns out he used to work on all the fatality stuff in Mortal Kombat. I think the physics of actually like the guts and everything. And his daughter was helping the animation team at Stern complete this Deadpool animation. So like the animation in Deadpool is one of the spoiler impressions, fantastic thing. If you'd like to hear the remaining details of this phenomenal game from Stern Pinball, please join the Pinball Party Patreon at patreon.com/pinballparty.